Okay, good afternoon. It was a tough game, tough loss for us against a very good football team, and I'd like to give them a lot of credit. The Ravens did what they needed to do to win the football game. I felt like we had a good week of preparation. We fought hard, but it wasn't good enough, and that's the bottom line. I thought that early in the game, I think we came out and started fast. We had did some good things early in the game. We did have some composure issues early in the game that we need to continue to get better at and improve. I thought some of the efficiency things need to improve as well. We had some delay of games, and there's no excuses for that, and we'll get that cleaned up. We did play very well defensively in the first half, shutting them out, limited some of the big plays. I think we did a good job against Ray Rice, who is an outstanding football player, as you know. We were able to convert on third downs in the first half offensively, which helped sustain some drives. Would have liked to get some touchdowns. I did like the drive at the end of the first half where we were able to get down in that short amount of time and get a field goal going into the half. We just need to do a better job coming out and executing in the second half. And, you know, we're not going to accept where we're at. We're going to keep working, and we're going to keep getting better. As far as injuries go, Whedon has a sprained thumb. X-rays were negative. And Groves has an ankle sprain. X-rays were negative as well. And we'll give you more details later on. We'll take questions.
How do you explain those three delays, Chuck? Because you guys are so good at coming out of the huddle with like 15 seconds or whatever left.
Yeah, you know, some of them, we'll have to look at it. I'll have to, you know, get the tape and look at it. I know there were some communication issues on one or two of them, getting the personnel in, getting the right personnel in as well. So we'll look at them and make the corrections. And, again, that needs to be better, and it will be better.
The pass to Open Eye was wide open on the sideline. Was that just a missed throw?
I'll have to look at it. I saw it just off the – off his fingertips, and I'll take a look at it on tape. But certainly that was an opportunity for a big play right there and looked like it might have been a touchdown.
What can you say about the protection issues? Chuck, this is 2 weeks in a row. Brad just getting hammered.
Well, there were times where the protection was very good. I think that you look at the situations when the protection breaks down, it's difficult when it's a have-to-pass situation. This is a good defense and a great front, and they have very good pass rushers. So, they're going to get some pressure. We'll look at the tape, and we'll see how well we did. I do feel like we did a better job than we did last week.
How great did he get hurt? Did he bang a helmet?
I'm not sure. I think he banged on somebody's helmet, but I'm not absolutely sure.
What was the issue with Phil Taylor early?
Well, he had the penalty, and I don't know exactly what that was from. They were running some no huddle. We were trying to get him out of there, and they were kind of running some no huddle. And when we got a chance to get him out, we got him out and talked to him about it.
Since the thumb was just sprained, do you think he'll be able to play next week?
Not sure. We'll just have to see.
Taylor refused to come on?
When we were sending him in the middle of a play, he waved Kitch back. He was. I was impressed with him for coming back this week and getting his first snaps in there in a live game. He did a real nice job. Was able to, get some pressure on the quarterback. So he was active. I mean, he was flying around pretty well today.
The decision to go fourth down for early and then fourth down late.
The fourth down, the fourth and four.
Right,
the fourth and four. We were just out of field goal range. That's the spot on the field. If you punt it there, you get a touchback and you only gained 18 yards or so, whatever it was. I felt good about the way our defense was playing, and we just came up literally an inch short. And, they couldn't overturn it on the replay. I felt like he did get it extended out. That's a tough one to get overturned, but it was close. But that's the way the day was. It was close, but not good enough.
And, have you ever seen a guy bring out a piece of paper before to see if it was a first down?
Never seen that before.
And the other fourth down, Chuck, you were going to say?
The other fourth down at the end of the game, the fourth and 10. Yeah, we're just in a position from a clock standpoint. I felt we needed the time so that at that point we needed to go for it and try to get the first down to be able to give ourselves that opportunity to do that. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Flacco made 5 third down conversions on his 2 touchdown drives. Did he just beat you with good throws? Is that what it amounts to?
Yeah, he came up big. I mean, that's the player that he's shown that he is over, you know, over the course of time, and particularly last year in their Super Bowl run. And he did a great job winning, you know, during that drive, that drive where they were able to get the points and get the touchdown and, you know, convert on those third downs and, you know, in the clutch time.
With only 1 touchdown in 2 games, I guess, what can you do to get the offense?
Well, you know, I think the thing is we just have to keep grinding. You know, we have to keep working at it. The plays are there. The things are there. We're just off a little bit here or there on some things. And, you know, the guys are working at it. I feel like there's improvement being made, but it's not good enough, and it needs to be better. And that's what we'll do.